All right, guys, we'll even do you one better. If you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Axis Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking. I don't want any food coloring. There's no food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I want to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Axis Lab. Once again, that's axislabcbd.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
Very much.
We can't hear you. We can't see you either. Turn your thing off and on again.
You guys don't hear my brother? Hey, if you can hear me, just log off. Log back on.
But I'm not here.
It's funny how similar you guys are. Yeah, you both definitely tell you guys are brothers. Exact thing. Oh, that's great.
Guys, this is the welcome back to the One White Guy, One Black Guy show. It's Kevin. Okay. We got Vinny over here.
Now it's 3-1.
Now we got the pod pro. I know. Look at this. Now I'm still the minority. It didn't change for me, man.
Hey, Jews. We're Jews, so we go with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Welcome.
Hey, our last guest, veteran from Israel.
Israel, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're really, we're really just meeting unique people. We're like, yeah, we don't care who you are, what color you are, man.
It's
yeah.
Awesome. Just it's awesome good, the people you meet on these things.
Good yeah. Vibes, man. And it's like, that's why I was like, our combo.
Yeah.
A retired white cop, a black R&B singer.
Yeah. I could,
best friends.
Yeah, I get a little Barry White if
in
I
the
need to.
Like, and met in the midst of the heat, you could say.
Wow.
Like, of the tension.
Yeah. And right then, before COVID happened.
It's just like, man, let's pass the good word, man. Character.
So who's the, so which one is the right retired cop?
Me, the white guy.
Never hear the white guy.
No, don't make any assumptions.
No, you know you can't. But in this situation, you had every right to assume if you needed to.
Mm-hmm. and that's why I reached out.
I could tell. I could actually profile his ass in the
media. Yeah.
And, well, this is like the main reason I reached out, because I was like, man, it was like I had two avenues to go down, because I just got done my third major surgery. With a partial bone fuse and two giant screws went through my wrist.
Work related?
Yes. So the third injury. So, well, this third surgery. This is from the original injury.
Dude, I lost count.
Yeah. Surgery. It's technically five if you count the hardware removal. But so I have like no feeling in my left arm, all that shit. So I was like, I had two routes. It was like, do I get my medical marijuana card and go that route, or go the painkiller route? And I was opiate. Like, I seen it. You know what it does to people? I was like, fuck no. So that's when I was like, CBD every day, and I smoke. And it saved me. It really did. Mentally and dealing with the pain, I was just like.
Yeah, he's the type of person that needs to smoke. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, actually, years ago, I still do work comp. I represent injured workers. Not so much anymore with the cannabis boom going on, but I represented for years, way back in the day, a lot of law enforcement who get fucked up on the job.
I'm still waiting for mine. Then, going on 2 years.
Yeah.
They're trying to, I'm fighting for it.
It wasn't as easy to medicate back then, 20, 30 years ago for a cop than it might be now. I don't know. I hear they're loosening up a little bit as far as coming in, but they just need to change how they need to change. They just need to change how people are trained as law enforcement, what your job really is. Protect and serve. That's what it says on the thing. It's not, okay, how am I going to get in this fucker's car? I don't care what it is. I'm just, every guy pull over. That's how they're trained. You tell me if I'm wrong.
No.
I mean, that's how the training goes. And it's you know, what can I get them to say to get in that car?
I wouldn't say every time, but I would say, majority, if you think you got something, you are trained to go, like, go for it all. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, if there's a hint, right. If you, a lot of cops, if they smell, like, when I was still working, they just passed a law where the smell raw marijuana gets you a search of a car. The smell. So all you have to say is, I smell marijuana.
Oh, that was the biggest one used across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they smell it at all, they're, yeah. Yep, they're in.
And
there.
Yep. Let's be honest, that's a lawyer's fucking field day. That's easy.
Especially now.
You know
what I mean? Nowadays, what's great in most of the states, is including California, that's legalized or in some way decriminalized, legalized a little bit. it's not probable cause. Mm-hmm. Period. It's in the law that smell alone is not probable cause. So it's even more important for people to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just don't say anything. Yeah.
They got 10 pounds in the trunk and that's all they do is smell it. If they search it without your consent, it's done. The case is done.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll throw it right out.
So it's, but so many law enforcement, I guess God bless them to a degree, but it still puts some people through a lot of shit. They're still putting in reports based on the smell. Like nobody's advised them yet.
Yeah.
2 years later that it's not probable cause.
And that's where we case is dismissed and we can take advantage of that. And we, tell people we actually get people who start telling the cop, you can't search, it's not probable cause. Yeah. And they're
just
saying,
you smell it.
But we advise not to do that because you're likely going to get a cop who's going to, you don't know more than me. What? And then you're going to get taken in because he's just pissed off and irritated that you think you know more.
Yep.
And then at the end of the day, if you shut the fuck up, we're going to ultimately get cases like that dismissed, which we've done. Now, if police officers would pull somebody over for speeding and give them a speeding ticket and say, hey, drive safer, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Instead of, like my brother said, using every obscure vehicle code to pull somebody over just for purposes of ultimately trying to get into that car, turn that infraction into a misdemeanor or a felony. Yeah.
What's his name admitted that on what was that, Live PD?
Yeah, Officer Sticks. I have a good video. I used to go in between those videos and use tutorials out of these Live PD episodes. And in one of them, this Officer Sticks gets on there and he says, yeah, we're looking for a reason to pull you over. And then we're looking for a way to get in your car.
Oh. And I said, that couldn't be more really straightforward. Like, hey, I'm just going to be honest with you, kid. This is exactly
what I appreciate that honesty. I mean, we've been telling people that for years.
Yeah. Like, don't beat around the bush. Just tell me what's up.
See,
what you got?
The good thing where I was working and right before, like, I got hurt and it was coming out, it was heroin. Like, all our main concern was heroin. Like, if you had weed on you, I don't really think we were.
You didn't give a shit.
Yeah, we weren't fucking with you. Like, I can tell you, not say me personally, but I'm going to say there's been times maybe a cop has pulled people over, smelled it, and was like, all right. Get on with your day. Like, I don't give a shit.
Right. No, I mean, that's really cool. In states where it's illegal and the smell is probable cause, I mean, that's cool. Yeah. And there are plenty of cops who still do that. But what we tell people is you don't know what cop you're going to get.
No, you don't.
Just be respectful.
Yeah.
Assert your rights respectfully. And I mean, we get DMs from all over the country, from the East, the West, Deep South. Thanking us, like I got pulled over and I shut the fuck up and did the script and I was let go.
Yeah,
all over the world. I didn't get pulled out of the car because we get that too from people, minorities that, we say that. Well, it might work for you, white boy, but for me,
I'm
going to get my ass beat.
I bet you get that a lot because I'll tell you this. I lived in West Berlin, New Jersey. It's just suburban. It's just how I was brought up. It like, you know what I mean? It had nothing to do with my family because my family, they didn't care about color. I had friends of any color. It was just one of those things where it's like, yo, this is how you act. And then this is how you get a response, like dealing with cops in my neighborhood. And it was always like a friendly exchange. We just kind of cooperated with them, never gave them any problem. And I never
had sounds like you grew up like we did in mid-town. I mean,
little bubble.
In a little bit of a bubble
where we don't have to worry about that, but we do get it, and that's not going to work. And one of the main ways we try to counter that thought is let's look at what we're teaching, what it's not for.
Gotcha. Right?
What we're teaching, the script and shut the fuck up, it is not to ensure that you don't get profiled, pulled over. It's not to ensure that you don't get a ticket. It's not to ensure that you don't get arrested.
Yeah.
To ensure that you don't get charged for misdemeanors or felonies. It's not to ensure that the cop's not going to harass you, beat your ass, or kill you.
Yeah. All right.
All those things happen at traffic stops, and we can't stop any of them.
Okay.
What we're saying is, if you listen to us, and as my brother said, calm, peacefully, use these 25 words, keep your mouth shut, If anything happens, what you're doing is preserving all of your rights, remedies, and defenses.
Okay.
If you have to go to criminal court to defend yourself and or going into civil court to bring a case that your rights were violated. So that is how it works. And in that way, it works for everybody, because we get people who say, well, if I say that, the cop's going to rip me out of the car and beat my ass. And well, I'm sorry to say, they're going to rip you out of the car and beat your ass anyway. It's not because you said, I'm not discussing my day. I mean, that cop who's going to do that, they're going to do that to you no matter what you said.
Yeah.
And this way, you're you're preserving your rights. And more often than not, as we hear, you know, the last 5 years, we've been preaching this on social media and throughout the country, that people are just getting tickets and warnings, and it helps to de-escalate a situation, because now it's really incumbent upon us as citizens now to de-escalate these cops who just want to, you know. And, you know, we've seen videos where cops lose their minds and the guy's showing restraint, you know, and that's one other thing that, while I'm thinking about it, is all those instances where people are getting ripped out of the car and the cops breaking the windows and all of that stuff usually starts when a cop doesn't want to tell you why he pulled you over and wants to get you out of the car before anything else. And, you know, really, they're supposed to tell, if you haven't committed a crime or alleged to have committed a crime, you don't have to show ID, you know, but because of the archaic Supreme Court laws that we have that go back to, you know, the 60s, cop pulling you over after he rips you out and he wants to justify it, all he's got to do, I thought I saw a weapon, so I had to clear the car for my safety.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And so when a cop says, get out, get out. When a cop wants your ID, give your ID. You know, and so the people that we're hearing from who are, you know, doing this from all over, all races, you know, it's leading to, hey, I'm on my way. And then they get thrown in, oh man, and I had 15 pounds in the trunk, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, I don't want to know. But, you know, it's a way to preserve all your rights, and it works in that sense for everybody.
Okay.
All right.
I do have I have a few questions, of course, that I want to ask you guys. And I want you guys to go back and forth, but I'm going to let Vinny talk real quick.
Yeah, respond. See, now, like on New Jersey on that, so when you stop someone in New Jersey, immediately they have to hand you your license, registration, and proof of insurance. And a cop doesn't have to tell them anything until they get those documents. And then once they hand those documents, then it's, this is why I stopped you. This, and this. And then it goes on from there. I can tell you from experience.
Yeah.
If I walk up to that car and it's, hi, how you doing? And you have a smile on your face, I'm going to go out of my way to cut you a break. But if I walk up that car and it's just, fuck you, why you stop, just
instant. You're right.
Y'all not right.
If someone's been aggressive, well, then, you tend to be the same way back.
Right.
How am I going to get... I'm not going to yell back at you. That's fine. I can just go about my way and just find violations on your car and write you tickets.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's why we hear.
That's what people don't understand. Like, that first and that original. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm big bro. I'll talk louder than everybody in the room. Don't feel bad.
No.
We want to hear what you got to say, man.
I learned that in the deposition when I was a very, very young attorney from a court reporter, who said, he who talks loudest gets on the record till I throw my hands in the air. That's from a court reporter.
I like that one.
I mean, we preach, be respectful to the law enforcement officer. Don't yell and scream at him. You know, when you try to talk to him, and we trick people on our script challenge by asking them, when the cop first pulls up, what do you say? And the first line of our script is, why did you pull me over? And the cop instead says to him, nice hat. Where'd you get that hat, brother? That looks like a cool hat. I'm not discussing my... And they usually say, oh, I got it down the street. No, wrong answer. Because that's just, you know, that's either the nice cop or the cop just kind of buttering you up a little bit.
It's one of the two. You slip up.
Since you don't know, I'm not discussing my day, sir. I mean, literally. And we find a lot of DMs where it disarms the cop, the law enforcement officer. Like, this guy's being respectful. He knows his shit. Like, I'm going to move on to the next guy who doesn't. You know?
Yeah, like, why? Yeah. It's not a hassle.
So we really do preach respect the law enforcement and, you know, be, you know, don't yell and scream. And we heard, who was that out of? Was a black lady chief of police.
Out of West Virginia, a police chief who has night shift. He has all his officers stand up before they go out and recite the script.
No, I was talking about the other police chief who said, comply and complain later.
Mm. That was the police chief out of North
Sometimes
Carolina.
Sometimes that is easier. That.
I mean, you know what the problem is? The problem is this. When I find myself saying that, like, I want to keep you safe. I want to keep my friends safe. I want to keep all my minority friends safe. And if you just comply and complain, even if the cop has absolutely, let's just say he's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Everything he's doing or asking you to do, completely wrong. It doesn't matter. Get out, comply, complain later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the problem is the flip side of that is, you know, how long do we lay down?
Yeah.
True. And I think that's what's kind of happening now.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. It's resulted in deaths and, you know, mayhem and all that shit. It's just, if law enforcement's philosophy has to really and truly be protect and serve, period. Yeah. Not all these governmental agencies that have revenue sharing from asset forfeiture. I mean, it's there's so much stuff involved in that. Like, not every cop certainly is bad or corrupt.
I get exactly what you're saying.
The system in that sense is corrupt, because the more I can forfeit, get your shit, and we might even bring charges.
Yeah.
Asset forfeiture is a brutal mechanism.
So I did have some questions for you. And I'm going to let Mark take the lead on this one. And we're going to kind of go back and forth on this.
But, you got it.
Where would you say, I guess, majority of these cases are coming out of? Like, is it coming from inner cities? Is it coming from suburban areas? Is it just from everywhere? I mean, where are you getting most of your cases, like these cases from?
So in California, I mean, it is kind of everywhere, but a lot are coming right out of LAX.
Okay.
LAX, and this is good. This is good for people who travel. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. Now you have people who are legit trafficking and getting their shit through, and that, you know, there's that you know, that's happening, and those guys.
That's never going to end.
No,
there's always going to be those guys.
Before we, I let Mark get into it. Now, can you break down real quick what are the top common laws in Cali with the legalization, like traveling with it, driving with it, all that, and then the pricing on it? Because I was just talking about this when Jersey legalized it. I was like, if they have it so high, no one's gonna buy it from them. They're just gonna go through their dealer who's still getting illegally for cheaper. So yeah, I'm like,
Craig, what are you saying?
So, yeah, I mean they've so overregulated and overtaxed it in probably every state because of the goddamn politicians. The only way they can jump on board and back this shit and back the ordinances and back the initiatives to get put on state ballots is for the money.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Should be, because it's medicine. And I'm not a CPA. I don't do math, science, all that shit. But isn't it pretty simple that if you lowered the tax from, it's right now in California, effectively all the way up the chain to the consumer.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 40 to 45% effective tax.
So how much is an ounce? If you bought an ounce at a store.
It's even worse going to the dispensary and buying.
How much would an ounce
be broke by the time you even.
You know what, Mark? Do you know that? Because
We fortunately have relatives and clients.
You get samples that are not for sale.
So you guys are just living the dream, more or less.
But edibles. Right? I just spent a few $100 on edibles because that.
Hey, they're rolling out their edibles like next month or something.
I can tell you, like, an ounce. If I was going to get an ounce at the dispensary, I believe it's. like $400, because a quarter is around for a high tier, it's normally like $100 to $110 for a quarter. So
for a quarter, I hear eights going for anywhere between. I mean, there's places that are doing $40 eights still, but I doubt the quality. I bet the quality's not very good. They're doing volume, you know, and if that's what people can afford, power to them if they get high. You know, but I think it's 60 to 80 for an eighth or.
Yeah.
I haven't gone into many stores and I've purchased some joints, been placed. Oh, I need to get a joint. I want to pick this up or I want to pick up some creams. Creams are fucking expensive.
Creams
can get in the $60, $80, $100 range.
Oh my God.
Like, what kind of creams are you talking about? Like, it's like.
We're like shoulder rub.
Oh, what?
See, that's what.
Like CBD or like some THC stuff.
Right, but it's THC.
Ah, what? Gotcha.
See, we do
with THC in it. You got to have both to get that entourage.
Yeah.
This, you look at the CBD.
This company actually.
Although the CBD works. I'm a full believer in straight CBD.
Oh, I love
CBD.
It.
Absolutely.
Our sponsors out in Cali. We have our
CBD line coming out in about a couple weeks.
Who's your CBD crew? Who's your sponsor?
Access Labs. So I actually picked them because the reason why I love them so much is because they're all organic and everything, and they don't do like the food coloring and preservative shit and all that stuff. And my fiance yells at me about eating anything with that shit in there.
My girl just bought something.
Like, it worked out like perfect. Like, they're like my favorite company, and like I reached out to them. They're like, "Oh, we love your content." Yeah,
did you use that button.
In California, you were asking about the laws pertaining to cannabis.
Yes, back to that question.
Bring it back, little bro.
So for that question, and just to add, so you said it was happening in LAX, right? So I'm going to ask, what's the minority rate right there?
I think for what he's talking about, what he's going to tell you, the influx of cases we're getting, we still get your normal. Cases that happen in the city and different cities in LA, California, but this is something more specific. And I think it's actually, you tell me, but I think it's actually non-discriminatory.
I'm going to tie that question into another question later on. So that's good. No, keep it going.
Go ahead.
It's people who are like, I was starting to say, it's not people who are bringing pounds over and trafficking. Not that. It's people who are coming here from other states where they have a medical card from wherever they're from. And they come here to California and they go get a medical card here. And then they go into a licensed shop and they, you know, here you're allowed with your medical card, you're allowed to possess up to 8 ounces. Wow. So they'll come here. And really, technically, the medical card is for California residents.
Gotcha.
And so, but people, you can come here and you can go get it. Anyone can go get it.
Yeah.
Most places and they don't care. And prosecutors and judges don't even really understand that. And so if you have a recommendation, it's going to work for these purposes. And having up to 8 ounces. So they might go to 2 or 3 different stores, legal licensed stores, make their buys, have 7 or 8 ounces, get back on the plane. And then the next thing they know, they're getting stopped. Their bags are searched because, you know, they have everything all lumped together and it just looks like a lot of stuff. What is it? They look at it and then they're hit with felonies. It's a felony to export any amount of cannabis out of an airport, both at the state level and the federal level.
Oh, okay.
Either, depending on however they want to come at you. Mostly what we're seeing is just state. You're getting those felony charges. And where we've been able to maneuver is when these aggressive DAs or cops arrest and then charge for possession with intent to sell.
Gotcha.
Like, hey, you're taking it from here because we got the good shit.
Yeah.
You're taking it back to your state and you're going to go sell it over there. And
it's so like a 2C charge or something like that. Or so I forget what the charge is or something like that. But it's like you get charged for it. It's like having an act to distribute, even if it doesn't, regardless of the amount.
So it's transportation and then possession and possession for sales.
Okay.
You know, those are all the potential charges. And then when they hit our clients with possession for sales, the ones who have their medical recs from the other places, and they got the one here, and we get declarations from their doctors. They have legitimate injuries and illnesses and things they need the cannabis for. And so we have that type of information to be able to argue, no, look, just getting good stuff here and bringing it over here. Here's the medical records. Here's the doctors.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to throw it out so fast.
You can't just say it.
Yeah.
You got to have the evidence to back it up. And then we are, you know, able to get charges like that, you know, drop. Hey, you're not going to be able to prove he was trying to sell it.
I know people that have, you know, live in New Jersey and gone to L.A. or whatever. And they're like, yeah, I got some weed from the dispensary, and they'll come back with it. And I'm like, can you do that?
Or
like,
edibles. Yeah, it's edibles fine. Are big.
Yeah, they don't check. And I'm like, you sure?
And that is simply getting away with it.
That's I'm like, shit, I would have got caught.
And I'll say, you know, the vast majority of people who fly with cannabis get away with it. And but it's like if you go out, you know, this month and you ran 10 red lights and you didn't get one ticket. Running red lights is not suddenly legal because you didn't get a ticket. So and that goes with any crime, but we get a lot like people, well, I do that, I've done that, my friend's done this, and that's great, that's good for them. But guess what? Well, I bet you when you, because we represent the people, look, this was my first time, man, all my friends have done it,
and I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I go through, what did I do wrong? I go, nothing.
No, they knew they couldn't do it.
Their friends all got away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
always the excuse, though. I didn't know I couldn't do that. Oh, my bad.
Now, I was asking, what were a lot of the common rules that come with legalization in Cali? Like, what can we expect in Jersey?
Way too many.
Because I know, I already heard you can't have, you can't grow any plants, right, at your house or anything.
No, that sucks. Are you talking about Jersey or California?
I heard Jersey, you're not going to be able to have any at your, you're not going to be able to have, a plant to grow at your house or anything like that.
Baby steps. And
I'm like, we just got it, man. We're just happy that
I was just curious. Okay now. I didn't know how much came with.
No, so over here, if you're an adult, 21 and older, you can grow up to 6 plants in your on your property, so long as it's out of the view of the public.
Ah.
If a physician's recommendation and you're a patient, you can grow what you medically need.
But you have
to be able to back it up if you if you are doing that and you know growing 100 plants.
Gotcha. You can't just be like, oh well, I was getting the process, I had the paper. Like, no.
Stubbed my toe yesterday. I need 20 plants in my house.
You bring something up. Okay, out here in California, you get something called the 99 plant rec or the 250 plant rec that people get from doctors who long ago. When Prop 215 came out and said you needed to have either an oral or written recommendation from a doctor, you don't even need it in writing, just a doctor saying it, who will then have to testify later if necessary. Then some smart doctor said, well, I'm going to put an expiration date on this. You got to come back next year and buy it again from me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write, you can have 99 plants because I'm a doctor. I'm just going to write it. And then you can pay, 3 times the amount for that one. And it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. You don't need any of that. And people would come to us after getting busted with their 99 plants.
Yeah.
Here's my 99 plant, right? And then we'd start asking them, what is your injuries? What are your illnesses? What kind of medical records do you have that we can use to support why you need all this for yourself? Oh, I'm not using it for myself. But the doctors, I go, well, you're fucked. you're going to jail. That was how things worked. But that's still running rampant, and doctors just ripping off cannabis medical patients who thought they were getting more protection, when they weren't.
Even here, I always thought it's $200 a year, I believe, for your card.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a money grab.
It's all it really is at the end of the day. But I mean, like you guys said, it's baby steps. At least we got.
Yeah.
What has to happen is there's an initiative out here called CCHI, and they've tried to get on the ballot for 20 years. and it would literally get rid of all the over regulations. It would basically treat it like beer and wine, and period. That's it. Beer and wine doesn't pay a 48% effective tax at the end of the day because everybody's taxing it all the way up the chain. That's, you know, it you don't need these exorbitant application packages you need to file with the city and state levels to get your city permit and state license. You know, the fees they charge are ridiculous. So you need to get an initiative by the people that's going to say, we're over. If you can pass an initiative in a state, I can't remember, might be like 2/3 of the actual, not by 51%, but by like 2/3 or some super majority, you can overcome the state implemented regulations.
Hmm.
And that would replace it.
Okay.
And that's the only way it's going to happen, is if people stand up and go, and the initiative here in California would literally get rid. It would be true legalization, because they would be getting rid of the penal code section for all of weed. There'd be no more penal code section. Now we still have one that says if it's more than an ounce, it's a misdemeanor. If you're doing this, it's, you know, a misdemeanor.
Still be felony too.
Yeah.
Still felony.
Let me ask you another question for you. So Craig, let me ask you this one. I'll start you off with this one. Let's say offender, they were pulled over and they had, I don't know, an eighth on whatever, and they got charged, whatever the charge would be, right? And so now weed is legal in New Jersey. Would that affect their charge by any less of a sentence or not sentence, but, you know, a charge on their record?
Well, you know, that's interesting, Mark. I might have to let Mark chime in.
Okay.
Mark's ripping a dive, bro.
I'm sorry. I mean, I was waiting for this, man. I was like, I got some questions.
I mean, in most states that have legalized it, if you have a charge or a conviction for a nonviolent marijuana crime, that now holding a, you know, back when I was a kid, a joint was a felony. So if I had a felony because of that back when I was a kid and they passed this new law, that felony would go to zero, to nothing, because now holding a joint is completely legal.
Yes.
If I was selling a bag of weed this much, that was a felony.
Yeah.
Now it would be a misdemeanor.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
they pay a ticket and they go on.
You got to file papers to make the change depending on where you are. That's something that's kind of fucked up, is in, like, here, California is a perfect example. When they reduced all of these felonies to misdemeanors, and like my brother said, you had a felony from 10, 20 years ago. Now it'd be considered a misdemeanor, or it might even be considered not even breaking the law.
Okay.
So you have to, it's incumbent upon you in most cities and counties around California, it's incumbent upon you to go get an attorney, to go file the paperwork, to get the motion, to do the motion for the reduction or dismissal of the case. And why should you have to do that? It should just be purged. Like, I believe San Francisco, Oakland, there's been a couple of cities and counties that have done, the DAs have ordered and done just that.
Okay.
Where if you have these crimes, it is automatically purged and gone. Sponge. But by and large, in most places, you gotta hire somebody to go get it done.
Yeah, you would have to get your lawyer or attorney, whatever, and say, hey, look, I'd like to get these.
Sure, Jersey's gonna go that route.
Yeah, you're gonna have
to. you're definitely gonna have to hire someone. Yeah. They're all about their money.
Yeah, they're gonna be calling you guys up like, hey, man, hey, you guys got your...
We're gonna need you guys down in Jersey.
Oh my god. All right, so that
I love Jersey. Every time we go to New York, we come to Newark and we stay in Jersey at the DoubleTree right there near the airport. And we've had I've met some great fucking people out there smoking my weed out in the fucking parking lot. And actually at the bar there, the airport bar is fucking great. I've met some great people out there.
Have you ever been to like Philly area?
Long, long time ago. Normally we come in and we stay in Jersey and then we go over and then stay in Manhattan somewhere.
Yeah.
But we had to cancel. Fucking, we were supposed to be there in May. We had to cancel. We were supposed to be there next May. And we just figured it's probably not the time. We love to go to little dive bars and
goddamn
hang out.
COVID.
I love. I don't drink anymore, but when I did, dive bars just were my
not.
Thing
yes, not the time. Not the time. But that's great.
We got another year. You know, the Spanish flu was like 2 years.
I am going to Cancun though.
Nice.
What? Wait. So you have your own, you guys have your own weed, like weed brand, or
we actually what we have is we're just coming out with our own CBD line of gummies, creams, tinctures, stuff like
that. Balms. The gummies and the lotions are the two best things, I think. I actually bath salts. I got
two best sellers.
Huge CBD. My fiance picked up. Which was great too. I was like, I'll use this. Screw it.
We are looking at a weed line though, but it's hard for a non-licensee to license their name to a weed brand. It's tricky. I know a lot of big guys are doing it. There's ownership issues involved and licensing issues.
Yeah.
We've actually we're looking forward to the day that we can actually do that.
That's
I was gonna say there's probably amazing. A lot of paperwork to do.
Because you guys said Mark, you said that you were doing, you've been doing this for what, eight to 10 years? And then how long have you guys been doing the marketing though?
Five years social media. It started from zero.
We've been doing
this stuff for, you know, all our career. We just, you know, it was just what we do.
Yeah, but that's the Pop Brothers, yeah.
That's why I think when we created the Pop Brothers at Law and fell onto Instagram 5 years ago, what we did wasn't planned out.
Yeah.
We didn't mean it to be entertaining yet educational. We didn't mean for any of that. We just, what can we do? Let's do it. And that's just kind of like us.
Yeah.
Doing what we do. And then it just organically took off. Like,
yeah.
You know, where now?
And that's what I was like, so like drawn to, cause I'm a big believer in like, you should know your law. Like if a cop stops you, you should actually know what you should be able to do and not do. Yeah. Because I always said this. I've always thought there's more power-hungry assholes in the line than racist, anyone being racist. I think it's just someone looking for a vulnerable person and taking full advantage of it. Because I witnessed it. I've seen it firsthand. I worked with those guys where I'm like, God, you must have gotten fucking picked on in high school.
Yeah, they got like, bullied. Now they're the bully.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's great that you say that. And, you know, there are plenty of other videos out there of, you know, white people standing up for their rights in the car. I mean, there's this one. I think it went viral. The biggest one I've seen is guy was just really wasn't even arguing with the cop. And that cop just went, I mean, and then just ripped him out of the car. Like, because the guy was just, you know, hey.
And the great
cop was going to. Pardon me?
I was going to say the great thing now in today's world, there's video everywhere. They're wearing body cameras. They're wearing body cameras. And if you don't feel comfortable, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if the guy's doing something wrong, he shouldn't be a cop.
Yeah.
No, it's
you can't control that, even though you can't control that. But, you know, it's some people can put that nice little smile on.
Well, I mean, I think the whole defund the police thing was whoever coined that was on the right. Whoever coined that phrase, because it really never meant what it said. And you know, just as a segue to what I was going to say, because I think that's the wrong message. It's re-educate.
Repurpose
when a rookie comes in.
Yeah.
And it's about if someone, you know, blinkers out or like what we get a lot of pullovers that lead to other stuff because the little light that illuminates your license plate. Not your brake lights.
Yeah.
Not your tail lights. Yep. The little light above your license plates out.
That's air fresheners hanging from
air
your
freshener hanging there. Little stupid things.
Cracks in your windshield. Something people don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I mean, they're either going to. So they need to repurpose their brains. Of you know, your blinkers out, pull you over. Instead of going fucking yeah, what can I see right up the bat? You see them. I have a real good friend who's a vet who's trained officers on approaching vehicles and just the art in approaching a vehicle and looking in the crevices of everywhere. When you first walk up, down right down on the side where you know you walk up, they can look they can see it. It's wide open. It's an open view, plain sight. So. So the thought process should be instead of that, it should be, ma'am, sir, your blinker's out. If someone coming the other way didn't see you making a left, it could be a very bad accident.
Yeah.
here's a ticket. Go get it fixed. Show us you got it fixed. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if there's a gun on the car, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? But for the most part, that whole mindset has to change. How that happens, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist.
Yeah. You just have a notion. And you're like, look, I think this definitely should go into effect somehow, but we got to implement it somehow. But educating
people. Maybe it's just simpler than it sounds. It's people overthinking. It's protect and serve.
Yeah.
If someone's doing something bad, you know, I mean, I'm pretty liberal, but I think when you have car chases and someone's speeding high speed down your neighborhood, I personally think that they should be dragged out of the car and beat on TV.
Yeah.
Because your kid, my kid, your mom, your dad could get killed in that speed chase. You know, so how about that from a liberal?
I'm always yelling at people that like slow down, asshole.
Like, you know, dude, you know, I mean, that's the one instance I can think of. But I mean, if people are doing crime, they should do the time, and you know, there should be officers. That's what you go into law enforcement for, is to protect and serve, not the majority of, you know, of the contact that we see, that some of it's so unnecessary in the first place.
And it stinks because like I saw it from both ways, because when I was working, it started with the Baltimore stuff back in like 2013.
Hey, and we watched The Wire. How close was it to The Wire?
It sucks because at that point I was screaming more tactical. I was like, ouch. Like, I want my gun on my I want a tac vest. I want my gun more closer to my where I can get to it. Because in our from a cop's point of view, it was like, oh my god, they're just walking up, just seeing the cop car and executing. Yeah. Like, so I want to be prepared. Like, and it sucks because that's what the world was coming to. And I've always spoke like, yes, there definitely needs to be some kind of more training and a better selection. Cause like, I worked with people where I'm like, even if I'm in a fight, I don't trust the guy coming to back me up because he's going to get me killed. So,
wow. It's tough, man. I mean, it's tough for officers that really want to do the job right. I mean, it just, but you know, I think unfortunately they're the minority. And they get pushed to the side. And if they want to do their job, they do what they do. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think when you put on that uniform, for the most part, you tell me if I'm wrong, black, white, brown, Asian, it doesn't matter. You're blue.
I'm sorry, Mark. I love the fact that he's just hopping in and out of whips like that.
I would just say, man,
nice. Good for him.
Why do you notice that?
Yeah, dude.
What are you doing?
He's like, oh.
Before I signed off, but... I got to
sign off then.
No, it's my wife's 50th birthday.
Oh, yeah, man.
Actually, we're celebrating it and going up to dinner.
I wasn't sure how much time it was, so that's why I jumped to the questions, those kind of questions as quickly as possible.
You got my brother. He could stay on.
I can hang for a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
he'll talk all day.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you so much. And we want to say congratulations to you and your wife for hitting 50 years.
50.
That's big.
Thank you.
So enjoy your dinner, because I know, it's our heads. So go have fun.
All right, go to your wife. Sign off. that's my wife. Now that's my sister-in-law's, you know, God bless my brother. 50 is a big one. But that's like her fifth birthday thing in like a week. Yeah. So
I understand. There's no question.
If we
ruin
that, I'm pretty
happy
sure she
wife,
would fly
happy
out.
Life.
Yes. She would probably fly out to Jersey and have one with us.
So did you have any other type of general questions?
You guys attacked every single question how I had it planned out, but you guys just attacked so well that you answered every question that I had for you guys, because it really is important for us Jersey, you know, we're new to the whole legalization of marijuana. So it's now we're
tell people to make sure what they need to know. And we can't comment on any other law than California. Yes. I haven't read New Jersey's yet. I'm sure I will, just so I have knowledge of it. But we tell people, Google it. You can go on Normal, Cal Normal, or normal.org. I think it's NORML.org. And you can go to every state, their marijuana laws. And I'm sure they're going to update it real quick. Okay. It's not really legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I had to Google it to make sure, like when I heard it was, even when I got my medical marijuana card, I had
it's still illegal to some degree, somewhere, somehow. people can still get arrested for it. So we like to say like semi-legalization.
Read
you
know, up.
That's really the that's like, the word that really should be used across the country, because not one state has actually really completely legalized it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made it into, it should be a free market business.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
No, but you know, like I said, the taxes, man, they're not letting that go.
Nope.
They're like, no,
it should be free market. It should be capitalism, free market.
I agree.
Should be able to open up. If you need to get building permits, which before people would go in and build a cultivation, you know, under someone's nose, and there was no building and fire and safeties. So now you got, now you're into that when you get into the business. So, but it's so overblown. Unlike the things, the hurdles you have to do, like unlike other businesses are ridiculous. It should be like any other, it should be like
open a restaurant.
Even though I'm really old, even saying this word, typewriter repair shop. but you know, it'd be like a VCR is another one. VCR repair shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember,
you know, these little shops. It should be like any other shop. You know,
yeah, like if you opened up a vape shop or something,
right?
It should have to be like a marijuana store.
It's like getting the Pope's blessing.
Mm-hmm. Because
you know,
there's crazy scientists in the basement where they're like, oh, probably can make some crazy strain. And it was like, I'm going to go open up my little own weed shop. Oh, now. Yeah. Boom.
And there's no reason that, you know, and the good ones will fail. The good ones will work and the bad ones will fail.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I agree with that 100%. I think I hope they even figure something out for law enforcement to let them be able to smoke after a long day. Because
absolutely.
Because technically, I think the law in Jersey is, you can't drink up to like 8 hours prior to your shift or some shit like that.
Yeah, we know that really happened.
Yeah. So, oh, fuck. I could tell you horror stories.
Right. No. I had some officers. I had friends in law enforcement. I mean, like I said, we don't hate law enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, we hate bad cops, and we hate the way that I believe most law enforcement's indoctrinated from the very beginning of when you go into the academy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not even a police. I'm not an expert. I'm just like a 58 year observer.
That's knowledge right there. You're just like, look, I've seen stuff, and I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you what I've seen, what I've witnessed, and what is still happening today. But you're just telling, being people, making sure they're more cognizant of how, I don't know, the situations they're in. You know, being, I don't know, trying not to win, trying to win all the time, because you know we have a lot of these kids these days
that are
trying to win, and they got their cameras out saying, oh, I know the law. You don't really know the fucking law.
I mean, my brother always says this more than me for some reason, but there's only one ego at a traffic stop, and that's the officers.
Yeah.
We try to tell people, why argue with them? When they give you a ticket for speeding, running a red light, do you really think by saying it wasn't red, I hit the limit line first, I'm going to show the pictures, do you think arguing is going to help?
No, not at all.
That's not the time to argue is at the stop. Don't argue.
The answer is going to be, okay, prove it in court.
Right. No,
I'm going to go on with my day.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Or
that's how he would handle it, but you got something like,
or it could get out of hand because someone's being argumentative and they shouldn't be. You know, even if you're wrong, even if I did hit the limit line and you were in a bad position, and I can say there's a tree in front of you and you were looking sideways, or you know, all the shit that you do in court. But you know, otherwise, it's I just hope the whole mindset changes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's actually kind of cool is that you look at the TV, and I haven't in a couple hours now, but you know, you see as many people out there during the protests, but you see people. I mean, when is the last time people literally have danced in the streets after a presidential election?
Yeah.
I mean, when? I don't even think in Obama.
No.
I mean, I don't think in Obama years when he won, they didn't dance in the streets. Did I don't remember that. I would. I'd remember that. So it just shows that there can be masses out there and they don't have to be rioting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never
this
know,
is
man.
Crazy.
I always tell him, you might get a cop like Denzel one day. You'd be like, okay, all right, okay. You didn't want to stop at the red light. Ah, that's what you're telling me. you never know, but sometimes you just gotta say, all right, what did I do?
Yeah,
right,
I just...
Okay, give me a ticket, and if I want
to... No, what you gotta do is this. No, I mean...
Spread the love.
What you do is you go to our page, popbrothersatlaw.com. You go to the Pop Brothers at Law, the one with the underscores. We have backup accounts because we got taken down a few times early on. Believe it
I'm
or
sure,
not.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
What for? What the fuck?
Censorship.
Yeah.
But my brother literally, like a hound dog, for I don't know a week or two, just kept disputing it, and we finally got it back twice.
Nice.
But you go to our page and you learn the script. It really is that simple.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
When you sit there, and I had to do it a few years ago before we actually went on IG, I actually had to do it where the guy comes up to the window, you know, in my case, the guy was, 6'4", 5", maybe looked 6'7" with his tactical vest on, yeah, the gun and the intimidation, fear, just standing there, whether he even meant to or not.
Yeah.
You're intimidated. And the guy asked me, he saw me pull out of a bar. There were Red Dog in this bar. And I probably had a couple too many, but I wasn't, in my head, I wasn't drunk. I wasn't swerving. So when he pulled me over, I'm like, why'd you pull me over? Your lights were off. I'm like, fuck. Valet just turned, I had auto, brand new truck. They turned my auto lights off. I go, fucking valet auto lights. And I hit the button and turn them back on. And then he goes, so, do you have any drinks tonight? And I sat there. Oh, he goes, what were you doing? I said, I had dinner with a girl. Fuck you, horrible. Last blind date before my new wife of 7 years. It was horrible.
He's looking around. He's like, where's she at?
just horrible.
Yeah.
So
I've been there.
Then he asked me if we had any drinks. And I sat there and went, I'm not discussing my evening. You can't tell me if you had a couple drinks. You can't tell me, really? Sir, I'm not discussing my evening. I'm only asking you. I'm just trying to, help you out here. Sir, am I being detained? Or am I free to go? And I was like, fuck, I got to say it. Because I'm not going to say I had any. We preach to people the not discussing my day is you do not lie to law enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not lie to law enforcement.
Don't lie to them.
That's why you say I didn't drink. That's why you don't say I had one, because most likely you had four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So
three is the normal. I have three.
So he says to me, you're being detained. Get out of the car. I'm going, oh, fuck, for lights off? No, I smell alcohol. I had vodka soda waters. I had a couple of them. There's no way I really stank. I had a cigarette lit, I think, in the car at the time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Roll up the window, take my keys, get out of the car, lock my door, put my keys in my pocket, go to the curb and stand there for the next. They want me to do a field sobriety test. Here in California and most other states, if you Google your own state, the field sobriety test is voluntary.
Same with Jersey. You don't have to.
It's voluntary. Cops are supposed to tell you. And the way they tell you is, this will help you out. It'll just help us all out here.
Yeah, yeah.
They make it sound voluntary when it's not. So he asked me to do the field sobriety test, and I told him that I politely declined. And he got a little upset with me that I wouldn't cooperate and tell people, cooperation is getting out of the car, putting your hands behind your back, standing on the curb, giving me your ID, doing what they tell you to do, not talking, not conversing. Conversing is not cooperation.
Yes.
We try to make that distinct. And don't be a dick. You're just not discussing your day. No matter how many times you ask me, I'm not. So if you're going to arrest me, then you must have something to arrest me. Because most likely, if they're talking to you, they don't have enough. Otherwise, they just arrest you. And so he has his partner come up to me. And, I'm a little tougher. I was in a fraternity back in the day, and I went through some hazing, and I got yelled at in my face, and I'm able to look through somebody. I'm an attorney. You get in my face and we really get into it. I can kind of just like right through you, and you can say whatever you want and it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
And the second cop got up in my face and I wasn't cooperating and trying to be safe. And he started kind of yelling at me. And I, again, at some point said, am I being detained or am I free to go? And he reluctantly said, here's your ID. You're go home. And that was it. I might have blown close to 08 back then. Mm-hmm. I had full dinner. I had, appetizer, dinner, dessert, water. But I did have a few drinks. I might have been 08, technically.
Yeah.
So if I had said one, so it's 25 words. Go to Pop Brothers at Law. If you want, we have a people actually ask for this. I can't believe it because I don't understand pins and stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
But pbalmerch.com. You can get stickers for your window of your car that have the script on it.
There we go.
Oh, that's awesome.
So other people will get that's good. Yeah, that's marketing
and
everywhere.
You don't have to worry because you just stick to it. You don't have to get nervous, which most people do. It is what happens. Those lights come on, and you're fucking just adrenaline, just bam, it hits you like a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll block you out. What you want to say? Sometimes
I've been there before. Before I was a cop.
Yep. So So that's it, man. I think everybody should just shut the fuck up when cop asks questions. As a bottom line, if you don't remember the script, learn it. Try to say it every day. Muscle memory. It's something that we hope you never need to use. But if you do need to use it, you have it there. It'll keep you safe. The cops thank us for having it, for doing it politely. It keeps them safe. And
Craig, man, we thank
stay
you.
Stay high and stay lit.
We thank you. Thank
100%
you
on that
for,
one.
For coming on today, man.
Thank you so much.
We definitely, like I said, this is definitely something that we would definitely want to preach to people that this is, it's new. People don't be stupid thinking it's just fucking legal.
Learn the law. Learn the law. I mean, really, really plug normal. Because it's an easy reference to go to. You can go to it right now, and it's probably, I might think it's updated. I haven't looked yet. But it, you know, I think New Jersey already have medical. So this was about adult use.
Yeah, because I had medical for
years. So you can go there now. Less. So you can go to every state. It's such a great tool. If you're going, some states have what's called reciprocity. So this is more important in states that are only medical. You could take your, and they tell you on, is this state, you know, if you have a rec from out of state, will they use it? Most states won't. Now it doesn't matter because a lot of states are adult use, so it doesn't matter if you have a rec or not.
Yeah.
But still, the vast majority of states that have legalized, we'll use that term in quotes, cannabis, the majority of them are medical only still.
Wow. See?
I believe we have, I want to say, I just did an article the other day on our Cannabis Talk 101 podcast. I want to say 15 states now that have adult use.
Okay.
Everybody calls it recreational, but I wish they wouldn't use that word because it's adult use, no matter how you look at it. It's a beautiful medicinal drug from the ground.
Yeah.
And you're choosing as an adult to use it. You're not really recreating with it. I mean, alcohol can be recreational. You want to get drunk. You're going to, you know, it's not the same with weed.
No, definitely not.
100%.
But I mean, hey, you guys heard it first.
One white guy.
One black guy. Craig, thank you for having us, Pop Brothers, guys.
Dude, Craig, thank you so much, brother. It was nice meeting you, man, and actually talking to you.
Good to see you. My pleasure. You guys take care. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Hey, brother, you too.
Come on in Coronado. I'm going to come check you out.
100%.
You got it. Hit us up, man. We're not far.
Yeah, bro.
Late.